Welcome to Second Emulation. Here there will be topics that range from pop culture to lifestyle and all things geeky. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Take it away, Sean.
It's been a while since I've done an episode. I'm alive, so no worries. Nothing's bad has happened to me. I've been staying safe like everyone else in the world right now. But I did want to give like an update of what's been going on and why there's been a prolonged hiatus for the podcast. So moving forward, you know, since I've been gone, there's been a lot of things that have happened to me, personal life updates just going on in the world. So one of those would be I moved. So I ended up moving into a new location from where I was at previously, still in the same apartment complex, just a new building, but that was very time consuming. And if anyone who's ever moved understand, it's a very long process to pack up your life, to fit it into a box, and then realize that you had a lot of stuff. And then in that process of moving, for the first couple month to 2 months or 3 months, depending on how quickly you unbox stuff, you're just living outside these boxes. So that was one thing that has happened. Right now I'm in a place where we've completely boxed everything. We've officially, in my opinion, settled in. People are wondering like, oh no, it doesn't take that long. It does when you have a lot of stuff and then realize some stuff that you have, you don't really know why you kept it or why you had it, and became this thing of toss and keep what had sentimental value. So I ended up finding myself throwing away a lot of stuff that wasn't necessary, that didn't hold any value to me. And so in a way we decluttered. Not to say that we, by decluttering, didn't minimize anything. We still had a lot of stuff, but now it's much more manageable. And we also picked up, bought new things for the new unit. And then holidays. Right after the initial move came the holidays and ended up traveling. So that was like one after the other. The holidays came, I took a vacation, a week-long vacation, which I've never done in my life. I did it for Thanksgiving, and it was the best, and me personally, best thing happened to go on a holiday and not have to worry about. Got to enjoy New York City to the fullest with family. Even though this is not a new vacation or holiday, it's just something that we do annually as a family. It's just normally I take 2 or 3 days off to spend time with them, and then I have to come back for work. So it was the first time I got to enjoy a week in New York City. The other thing that's also happened is a lot of movies have come out. A lot of stuff has happened between now and then. Disney Plus has, you know, laid out all their good shows, as Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. What's the other one? I can't think off the top of my head. I'll get back to it. But Disney Plus has laid out all these good shows. Wanda and Vision was the other one. Those three Disney Plus shows have come and gone, setting up new shows that are happening. At the time of this recording, Hawkeye is a new show that's coming out, and Boba Fett. And so I've been immersing myself in those new Disney Plus shows. Also, movies have come out. Ghostbusters Afterlife and Spider-Man No Way Home, which I've went to go see with my family. Emerald City Comic Con, the convention that was canceled prior year, they had picked a date and it was for the first weekend of December. And after coming back from New York, I had just enough time to work, get myself ready. And then that following weekend that I came back, went to Emerald City Comic Con. And let me tell you, it was very different. And different in a good way. For those who've never been to a convention before, they can be very stressful. It's almost like herding cattle. People So many people packed in one area, like sardines. You are unable to move in one direction. You just have to go with the flow. It's a lot of lines. It can be very stressful, and you're just ass to elbows with people. I can say that this time around, the experience was very different. A lot less people, more controlled, and there was a lot of room to walk around, which I enjoyed. I did get to meet two celebrities that I've been wanting to meet for a while, Amy Jo Johnson and Dante Bosco, which I was able to get a nice, good selfie and something signed by Dante. When Amy Jo Johnson was able to sign something, I was able to get a picture with her, but it was awkward just for the fact that she had a shield up and wearing masks. And I do understand it's her safety and ours. It was awkward to me stand in front of it and then her sitting behind me taking a picture. As opposed with Dante, he actually got out and that was actually a good official selfie. So I do understand we're in a pandemic and people are being safe. So I get it. It was just awkward in that sense. Now, moving on. Christmas. Yeah, Christmas has come and gone. Got to spend it. Normally, with Christmas, we get to... It's just me and my family. This time, we got to entertain. And I'll be doing an episode about that. Us entertaining guests for the first time. Because it had been a while since we've ever done anything like that. Probably 5 years. Since we've lived in this apartment complex, actually going farther than that. So I'll do an episode about that, just explain my experience of having to entertain for the first time when previous Christmases has just been me and my family. Now, the next order of business is going to be changes to the podcast. So, are going to happen, one being the podcast artwork. Previously, I had an image on there of a Game Boy screen with the title of the name of the JPEG. I have since scrapped that, and I've updated the podcast artwork to its new design by using a service through Buzzsprout called Canvas. The new artwork cost me around $1. And so with that new update, all the episodes going forward will have that new artwork. And I feel my opinion catches the eye, kind of gives the feel what the podcast is. Since I got to design it and choose the color schemes for it, I myself am very pleased with the artwork. So that's one new change. Another is going to be how the formatting for the podcast's audio going forward. Normally in the past, I've tried to do the intro, the meat of the audio, and then the call to actions all in one audio. And I've been sometimes screwing that up. And it's just been a long process that's either stressed me out and trying to get like the perfect setup for that, trying to record so many different audios and clip them all together. So the change that I'll be making going forward is that I will be utilizing a service within Descript, which is the podcast editing program I use. They have a service offered to their subscribers called Overdub Voices, which not only do they are able to replicate your voice, and when you make a mistake, you can go in and correct it, and it will be your voice, but they offer pre-selected voices that you could use in conjunction with your own audio. So going forward, I will be using an AI female voice that they have available to be doing the introduction of the podcast and the call to action. And if there are any announcements, will be done by me, or I'll have the audio voice to do any type of updates in that audio or converse with me. So that's going to be a new update to the podcast, is that you'll hear the intro will play, that AI voice will give the introduction, the title, what the episode is about, and then we'll go into the meat and potatoes of the podcast. And then at the end, you know, do the call to action. The reason for doing this is that it's been very, I've been trying to figure a way to make it more streamlined for me, and other content creators and podcasters have their own method. And since I'm paying for the service and haven't utilized it much, I feel that it's something I'm going to utilize forward and give a shout out to Descript for these overdub voices I'll be using for future podcasts. So be on the lookout for that going forward. The next update is going to be just recording schedule. I haven't really nailed out a plan. Each podcaster or YouTuber has a schedule they want to have pre-record or have at least 5 or 6 episodes pre-recorded and edited so they could just have in the vault. Me personally, that's a lot. I can barely manage doing just recording one, but my goal going forward is to record 2 episodes at least and have those edited and have them pre-scheduled to be published through Buzzsprout, which is my podcast host, and then keep that and just do always have 2 available so that there's always going to be content available to you guys, the listeners, or whoever is out there listening to me talk. So that is the goal. And the next topic is going forward, I'm trying to, the next update would be how I do movie reviews or just reviews in general, since I am just doing them for entertainment, for fun. There's really no structure and or selection in the movie that we watch. They're just entertaining. But going forward, I've been mulling over some ideas about maybe having someone who's seen a movie drunk and then just trying to, you know, relay that to someone and as a summary and see how they feel about the movie. That's one idea I'm mulling over. Second is just me and whoever joins me. We drink. We watch the movie while we drink while we're watching the movie. And then we just give our opinions, what we like about it. And we just talk. Have an open forum and talk about the film. Give our opinions, what we like, dislike. And like a disclaimer here, I am not a paid reviewer. I don't get money to pay to review stuff. It's just all for our entertainment. The films we talk about, I either have, I own personally, or I've paid or rented, yes, with my own money to watch. So just want to put that out there that any movie review we do going forward, it is strictly for entertainment, and don't want people to attack me and be like, oh, this is, you're not a good reviewer. I know, I'm admitting that I don't not, it's not a profession that I have reviewing stuff. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I watch content creators on YouTube who review stuff, or they'll do their spoilers, and they'll try to critique it with a, you know, a fine, you know, comb and give you a letter grade, and that's great and everything. But sometimes I feel like it's not genuine. And I could be mistaken, but I kind of feel sometimes that it's, they're the hype people. And that's how I view it. They're just word of mouth to get you to pay to watch the film. And so going forward, you know, just, it's going to be entertaining. Not sure how we're going to select movies. We might just put some names on a wall and just close our eyes and pick one. I just haven't determined. And the person that I have with me will either change, you know, it'll be my sibling or someone who'd be interested in recording and doing an episode. So we'll see. So that's one new change in that regards. Now, it's not going to be a as frequent thing. Just every once in a while, there'll be an episode of a review. I just don't want the podcast itself just to be mainly that, just talk or just reviewing shows and things like that. I want it to be more diversified. That's just one thing that I'm working on trying to see if it sticks with the podcast. It may be a good thing, and then I might keep it, or it might you know, work for a while and then just, I might just drop it all together. But we'll see. Another update is going to be how people have a watch list. I'll give an update of, I've been mulling this idea of like maybe doing an update list or a watch list of what I'm watching. People later in life want to suggest things to watch that are appropriate for me to watch. Then we can, you know, work something out, do a poll of some sort. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but that's one idea that I'm thinking about later down the road when I work out the kinks of the changes that I mentioned earlier. And I think that's about everything that I can think of about that has happened and the major changes in relation to the podcast going forward. So this episode was just more of an update of myself and just on the changes going forward that I'd like to make that you'll slowly start to notice with the episodes going forward. And with that, have a great day.
A little housekeeping. As mentioned, the podcast will be going through changes. If you like to keep up to date on the episodes, you can subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcast for now and leave us a review.